You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Truly, creation declares that the Lord is God. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Today we are here to pray at Favorite Thursday of Bethel Encounter. Oh Lord, my strength has been our theme, and from Psalm 19 verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on favor in thoughts and decisions. Favor in thoughts and decisions. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. There's a very special, wonderful scripture which should never leave your heart. You should memorize it. Thou will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. God's favor touches not only our circumstances, but also our thoughts. Through favor, God gives us wise counsel, which helps us take the best decisions that lead to life and peace. This is also a benefit of divine favor. Note that in Isaiah 26, verse 3, it refers to us keeping our mind stayed on the Lord and trusting in him, and it results in peace. Our action points: number one, invite God to be part of your decision-making process each and every day, not only at the beginning of the year. It's like some of us, we say we are doing New Year resolutions, we pray, write them down, then that's it. No, it must come down to the implementation, to daily tasks and activities. There are many of us whom, after we prayed in the morning or at the office, we pray and that's it. Throughout the rest of the day, it's bye-bye, and then we go and say hello to God again at the close of day or just when we jump onto our beds. But it should not be the case. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says that, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. And then you note the verse 6, in all thy ways. Can underline that, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we shouldn't just acknowledge the Lord in the morning and then in the evening, no. But throughout the day, in all our ways, meaning every decision, every step, every move, we need to acknowledge the Lord. This draws a very different picture. It makes us see that within the office, you have your colleagues and you also have the Lord there. Because as you are talking to your boss, you are talking to the Holy Spirit alongside. As you are talking to your colleague, you are talking to the Holy Spirit alongside. So it's like you are always having a three-way conversation. The Lord help us acknowledge him in all our ways in Jesus' name. Replace negative self-talk with what God says about you in his word. That's the point too. Replace negative self-talk with what God says about you in his word. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7a. We must make sure that we never talk ourselves down, blame ourselves, say all sorts of ill things about ourselves, even starting from the thoughts. We shouldn't do that. What we should be thinking is what the Lord has said concerning us. And you know that for every difficult situation, there is a good word or a good promise that you can find from Scripture. So there is no excuse for us to talk ourselves down, beat ourselves down, and then stay down in the pit of depression. Number three, ask God for favor on your plans by aligning them with His will. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs 16:3, another beautiful scripture. It makes us understand that we should ensure that everything we think about in terms of planning, or all our planning meetings, they are committed into the hands of the Lord. We pray before we have the planning meeting. After the planning meeting, we pray. God must be involved in the planning, and not just we ourselves doing everything. If we let Him stand aside and we do it our ways, we'll come back to a dead end and we have to return. And in any situation where we've taken our own steps or decisions, the Lord help us to come back to Him, that we walk with Him, that He would orchestrate the plans for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first prayer, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. We are praying, Father in heaven, replace my anxiety with prayer, and let your peace guard my heart and mind, in Jesus' name. That's a very good prayer to pray. Replace my fears and anxiety. Replace them all in the name of Jesus with supplication and thanksgiving. Let your peace guard my heart and mind, in Jesus' name. Replace my anxiety with prayer. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for converting our anxiety to prayer, to thanksgiving. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Father in heaven, turn my focus toward things above, where you reign, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer, that will constantly be conscious of the things above, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be distracted by the things below, but Lord, even constantly will be conscious of the things above. I will always look at the things, Lord, through your lens, in the name of Jesus. Let us never lose our sensitivity to the things above, in the name of Jesus. Let us never lose our consciousness of the things above, in the name of Jesus. We are praying our third prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. My heart trusted in him and I'm helped. We are praying, Father in heaven, be my strength in every decision. Shield me from wrong paths in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer in every situation. Shield me. Thanksgiving for answered prayer concerning every prayer request, whether for those not feeling well, whether family members unwell, whether financial challenges, whatever the issue is, as you documented them according to the instruction that came today, there shall be a performance as we continue to pray in Jesus' name. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. Jesus is the way, he is the truth and the life. No one goeth to the Father except by him. The only ticket you have to eternal life is through Christ Jesus. And so today I want to lead you to pray this short prayer that Jesus would come and live in your heart and that you live a new life starting from today. So pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. I'm just a sinner. Today, I confess all my sins. I ask for your forgiveness for all my wicked ways. I turn away from them. I repent from each and every one of them. Today, I choose to live to please you. I choose to live to obey you. Be my king and let me be your servant, O Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. All the earth will sing hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah. 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 All the earth will sing hallelujah. Lift your voice and sing with me. All the earth will sing hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah. When they see what you've done, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the earth will sing hallelujah.
what you've done. Alleluia. To all your documents and prayers, the Lord has heard us, He has answered. And when we begin to share the testimonies, when they begin to see it, when the evidence begins to show, the earth will sing hallelujah. They will say, praise the Lord, for He is good and His mercies endure forever. We give you thanks. Oh, He is Lord above all, for He is King above all, for He is Lord above all.
Give your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.